Happy New Year, mate.
Ah, 2024. It feels
Who'd
so much
have
like 2023.
thunked we were living on the moon now?
Year 3000, we lived under the water. Done that. Busted.
Busted.
Network
Didn't
fly.
someone? No, I was busted. I had that album. I'd have that on vinyl. Anyway, what did you have for tea tonight?
Oh, well, we've just been out to watch the new Wonka movie.
Oh,
Well,
Willy Wonka.
it's not new now, is it? Because we're about a month in advance.
Yeah.
So yeah, we went to watch that. So today's Wednesday. Wednesdays is Michelle's day where she goes to bingo with the Ma.
Bingo, ma.
Becca's gone with them tonight as well. So the three of them have gone to be old women playing bingo. So it was a quick visit to the pictures to watch Wonka. And then we did Burger King for speed.
Oh, what was your burger then? Did you go down the Christmas menu, even
Yeah,
though
we
it's
got
January?
Jimmy. Shh. I got the chimichurri burger, whatever it's called, stack.
Oh,
Not special. Shelley just got a big Whopper. She's used to a Whopper.
yeah, she married you.
She likes her Whoppers. Yeah, so that was it. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, fine, fine, fine.
What about
So.
you? What did you have a concoction?
No, well, I had the essence of a concoction. I literally had three pigs in blankets
Oh.
and a tin of chopped tomatoes on toast.
Random.
Well,
Somebody see just opened the fridge and just grabbed what was there.
Kerry only wanted poached egg on toast because she had a roast dinner at dinner time for a Christmas dinner. I know, like you're going behind the wall here. We're recording this before Christmas, but so she had a Christmas dinner, so she wasn't hungry. So I said, you know what? I'm all right with that. So I had chopped tomatoes. I like to boil my chopped tomatoes so that all the juice is gone and then they become really thick.
I thought you were opposed to eating tomatoes now with it messing about with your arthritis.
It does, but you know what? Sometimes you just have a hankering.
Sometimes you just gotta go there.
And I had, we've got a fan, little
Electric
Louisa,
fan.
yeah, electric Fandango. She's buzzing because she got multiple shout outs on the last episode. She's already listened to it.
That one fan.
Yeah, so we've got a fan. So when you
So.
see her in work, give her a little go like that, like you're a celebrity. Go, oh, hey, I am Stuart Miller, and I can hold a tune.
Okay, yeah.
But,
So I
right.
might be getting asked for a selfie sound.
Selfie, yeah. Sign this. Will you sign this?
Bow.
Anyway, lad, let's get on with this show.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over dozens of times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor.
So this episode is called The Vinyl Countdown. It's the vinyl countdown. Something happened at some point in the summer, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it's called a midlife crisis. I couldn't afford a sports car.
A 21-year-old.
So the only wheels I could get was the wheels of a turntable.
I can't remember how it come up. So,
It's something that's come up in conversation a few times, isn't it? I mean, I know we've told the story many a time about how we both lost our LP collection at a car boot sale for next to nothing.
Yeah.
And then we missed the boat where Vinyl came back. What was it about? How long's Vinyl been back now? 20 years, maybe? 15 years from that?
The thing is, though, did Vinyl ever go away?
Yeah.
It went niche, didn't it? But it was still getting produced.
Only a heart, yeah, but very, very, very limited numbers.
Yeah.
Which is now, like, the source of that age, that era. The price of vinyl, trying to get something that came out in that time now, is astronomical. Secondhand.
No, this summer it come up in conversation. I can't remember if it was because our Grace wanted a record player for her Christmas prezzy. And I was like, I wouldn't mind one myself, blah de blah. And I sort of, a little seed was put into your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it brought it back to the surface. I've considered it in the past about getting another one. And it always scared me thinking that I would want to recreate my record collection. And as I said, some of the vinyl I had, because I didn't just get normal, I always used to try to get coloured vinyl, picture discs, limited editions, all that sort of stuff. So to try and recreate that would cost me a small fortune. So I was always scared about getting a turntable because I knew that I'd want to go down that route.
Oh.
So whenever I thought about it, I always pushed it back into the back of my head, thinking, no, it's going to cost me too much.
But you woke up one day in September.
Well, again, you'd said about your Grace wanting a turntable. And I just, you know, when you're browsing on Google or the internet and one thing leads to another. And I ended up looking for turntables. And I think it was Black Friday. Black Friday, I started looking, yeah.
Black Friday?
HMV.
So that's November, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so your birthday had come and gone. Yeah. I thought Shelley bought it for your birthday.
Well, yeah, that was when I was considering getting one back then. But I didn't actually buy it till Black Friday.
Okay. But you did buy one, didn't you?
Yeah, because there was the Richer Sounds in Liverpool, the music store in Liverpool, had a deal on Black Friday.
But didn't
deal.
You buy one first?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a big mistake, wasn't it?
A crown.
So I thought, I'm not buying a big expensive thing. So this, an all-in-one vinyl, CD player, radio, it was DAB radio and Bluetooth, a Bush all-in-one.
Bush, that's it, not Crown, yeah.
So it was like, I think it was £109, something like that, £129, something around that mark, from Argos. And got it home, set it up, all dead excited, put the only bit of vinyl I had on, and the sound was very, very, let's just say it wasn't very good. So I was a bit disappointed. I considered keeping it, thinking, it'll do,
yeah.
And then I thought, no, it's not good enough. It's going back. In this time, I told you, oh, I've bought this one. It looks all right. It's got good reviews, this Bush thing. And in between me finding out it was shite, I think you'd gone out and already bought it, hadn't you? Or ordered it for Grace.
Yeah, more or less, yeah. And but then you've seen the Black Friday type stuff going on.
Yeah. So I thought, for a little bit extra, I can get a much better system.
Yeah.
So mine went back, and I bought, as I say, went to the music store in Liverpool to ask advice, whatever, and he had a little offer on there for an amp with speakers and a turntable for £299 with a 10% discount for joining their VIP club. And then I bought a separate CD player as well. So that was me. That was my system, all good to go. And because it was sort of unofficially for my birthday, I could come home and set it up straight away.
Yeah. And so you had to buy a unit to put it on.
Yeah. So went to Wayfair's. Well, I didn't go to Wayfair's. I got it online at Wayfair's. It was a bit pricey, but you could pay it in four installments. So I just wanted a nice unit to fit in with the living room.
Yeah, the decor, yeah, and it fits.
It fits nicely, and it looks beautiful. Looking at it now, and I'm all dead proud of my little decor collection underneath. But I went balls deep. I've gone balls deep, and I fucking ordered too much too soon.
Do you know what? Can you remember what you've bought though, hardware wise?
So yeah. So as I said, the amp, CD player, the turntable, speakers. Got my unit, and then I got what's it called? A receiver. So I can send that plugs into the back of the amp, and I can send music via my phone to come through the amp, through the speakers.
I bought
nice
all
and loud.
All in. It was like 200 and something.
Oh, all in. What, including the unit, including the?
No, that's just the hardware. So the CD player was that wasn't was included, was it, in the deal?
Just over 400. My CD player was 420 because I had to get the same thing to match the amp, the Cambridge amp, which I'd never heard of, but he said it's one of the good ones.
Yeah. And we're not talking one of the good ones, because I've been to Richard Sounds as well.
Yeah.
And you're looking at this thing and you're thinking, and then you look at the price tag and it's $4,500 and you're like, what?
Yeah, well, when I walked in, I thought, I don't really want a record player that much.
Yeah, not that arsed. I'd rather have a family car or a child or a kidney.
Yeah. So the amp I've got, I think to buy it separately might be about maybe 150 quid, possibly, maybe 120, 150. CD player should have been 160. I got it for 120. A Denon turntable and Wolfdale speakers, so I've got a nice little setup. Sounds boss.
It does. And what I'll say is, right, I've got HomePods, and for the last 10 years, everybody's had an Alexa, but I got my HomePods. I'm looking at two, version one, full price HomePods that I got £100 off back in the day. So I've got two HomePods there. I sold my Sonos system, and I got HomePods, and they're wired up to my Apple TV, wirelessly AirPlay and all that. And, it's a good sound. It's a pretty solid sound coming out of them. I've also got HomePod minis on the telly in the front room to give me stereo. But again, that's a lesser sound, but it's still a decent sound. It's still a good sound. But you, with spending not a lot of money, let's be honest, because you could fall. The sound that's coming out of your speakers and the sound when you put a record on the first time, and I can't remember what the first one was you put on for me, but it blew my mind. It was night and day.
Because I'd got used to, like you say, you've got them at HomePods, you've got them set up to play stereo, you've got two.
Yeah.
We've got an Alexa in every room, but you're still, it's still mono. It's just coming out of that one space. One speaker.
And you can say what they like. You can say we've got these woofers in and that woofer in and we've got this, that and the other in, but it's still a £40 speaker.
Yeah. And Matt can't understand it. He's 18 year old. He's going, why are you buying all this vinyl? What are you buying it for? It doesn't sounds exactly the same.
It literally doesn't. The sound that bombarded my ears the first time I listened to it was richer. I just can't put a finger on it. Yeah. I had a £600 system in 1990 that I had to save up half off with my paper round money, a Sony. And I let that go for about 40 quid on eBay fucking 10 years ago because it was I took it into, is it Pound Stretcher or whatever it's called, where you can cash in. Cash converters. And he said it's big, it's black and it's Sony, I'll give you the tenner for it. And that had remote control, everything including the tapes. I could play the tapes ways. I didn't have to flip them round. Five CD tray, full it. It was fucking boss little system, well boss big system. But here we are. So, I mean, I'll talk about my forays into it after the halfway song. But can you remember what your first song was or your first album was that you've rebought?
Well, yeah, because growing up, my band The band I followed was INXS. So I want the first thing I want to do is recreate my INXS collection. I wanted my albums, all my INXS albums back. And then collecting them, I had also had the 12-inch singles. I didn't collect 7-inch singles. I got the 12-inches, either picture discs or special or limited or whatever. So I got the 12-inches. So then I got the ones of them I liked as well. I could have got a lot more because there is a lot out there, but I just got my favourites. I did sort of wind my neck a little bit. So that was my first stuff to get me in excess. So I've got all that I want now. And I've basically just gone balls deep. I mean, every day I'm looking on all these secondhand vinyl sites and going on to all the new sites, Warner Brothers and all that. New albums coming out. We went and saw Anne-Marie, so I bought Anne-Marie's three albums. I like Lana Del Rey, so I bought her two albums. I saw that one of her albums was going for massive money. You know, like, what they do now is these new artists, they bring out the same album, but with different coloured vinyl or different covers. So you're buying the same album. The collectors, they'll buy everything. So they're buying the same album probably four or five times because it's got a different colour disc or a different album cover.
Yeah. Oh, well, our Grace is, we've bought here a HMV record with the speakers built in. And I've sent you the audio because I set it up, make sure it was working, because I did buy that Bush, the same as you. And I had to take it back, and then I had to take it back again because it was fucking awful. Some going to be some disappointed people on Christmas Day opening that shit.
Yeah. The first one you got, the speaker didn't work. One of the speakers didn't work.
Yeah.
And then the second one they gave you, the turntable wobbled, didn't it?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe. But she's got Taylor Swift, whatever the album is, I can't remember that I've bought it, but I had to buy it, the mahogany or the orange one, because the orange one had an extra track on it.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing as well, isn't it? Putting extra different tracks on different albums. So you buy there might be 12 tracks on the album and then another, but every colour vinyl's got a different song on it.
Yeah. Which, you know, it's clever. I mean, McCartney's just done it. McCartney 3's just come out.
It's clever, yeah, but it's milking your freaking fans, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, but, Lana Del Rey hasn't got a gun to your head, has she? But McCartney has just done it. So you can buy McCartney 3 vinyl now, because it's a 3-year anniversary of McCartney 3 coming out, which, where did that go? Because he dropped that with no fucking knowledge in the middle of COVID, if you remember, that Christmas where everything got cancelled. Yeah. And it's a multicoloured picture disc like tie-dye. There's three different exclusive versions of it you can buy. £35 each. You don't know which one you're buying. So you can't even select. Have you bought it already?
I've got it.
Is it only just come out?
I've got McCartney 2 and McCartney 3. And I'm on the market now for getting McCartney one. Just let me run over and get it.
Wow, this is live on the podcast. This is a man deep in addiction. He's literally just going for it. Is that Gazza? Or is that a lookalike? Oh, I think it is Gazza. Wow. Let's have a look. Let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, but show me the disc.
Show me your dick.
Yeah, get your dick out for the lads. Get your dick out for the lads. Oh, no, mate. No, it's not that. No. That's the Imagined album. That's where there's other people singing it, isn't it?
That's what?
That's where other people sing the songs.
No, it's him.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
You read that?
Yeah, featuring Beck.
Oh, yeah, he's with them. It's not Beck singing his song. He sings with Beck, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's Beck singing the song. It's their versions. But anyway, McCartney 3 has got a brand new one out of that album, but not that album, just the McCartney 3 album where it's McCartney. And it's all tie-dyes, 35 quid ago, three different versions, and you don't get a choice.
Oh, you don't find out what colour till you open it?
No. So it's literally like the Vinyl Nations from Disney.
No.
Back in the day, sealed units.
They're all at it.
But, I mean, you've had a record player now. I mean, by the time this goes out, God knows what your collection will be like. You'll have to have got a lock-up.
Yeah, of course.
But you put a thing out to your neighbour, or didn't you, on your WhatsApp group or whatever. Has anyone got any vinyls?
Yeah, on our estate, there's a WhatsApp group. And I just said, I've got a brand new, this is when I had the bus thing. I just bought a turntable, but I've got no vinyl. Has anybody got anything they don't want or want to sell? And this woman got back and said, I've got a U2 and a Simple Minds if you want to come and get it. So I went round, asked her what she wanted, so you can just have it.
Wow.
So they had the first two I got. They weren't in great. The vinyl was okay, but the covers weren't in great condition.
Yeah.
So it was just so I could try it. And that's where I found out the sound was shocking on that unit.
And it was shocking. It was awful because I bought the Beatles single on 7-inch. Yeah. So I put that on and I was so emotional because the last time I put a Beatles vinyl on was in my mum and dad's house in the 80s when I recorded the Let It Be album onto tape. And it was just fucking diabolical.
Yeah.
And like Grace's new one is a lot better.
Yeah,
because I videoed it and sent it to you, and you were impressed. And also,
yeah, yes, that was amazing.
For an extra 69 quid, I can go into HMV and I can get the matching speakers Bluetooth.
Yeah,
so that she can have, so she can shut that speaker down effectively on the front, and just run off two separate speakers, which I think we'll be doing anyway for their birthday type of thing. But
yeah, like you've also said, I mean, with Grace, how old is she?
14.
So 14. So it could just be a little, this, she could just get her two or three Taylor Swift albums and not take it any further. And then that thing you bought, it is fine. That unit's fine. But if she just want to expand, just want to start buying more vinyl, then obviously that's when you're going to get the bigger speakers, the better speakers.
Yeah. I hope, I mean, I said to Eve, I suppose you want one now, don't you? She was like that. No. No.
Yeah, but your two, whatever one wants, the others goes totally against them.
Yeah. But I'm excited. I'm excited for, I mean, again, this is the January episode, but I'm excited for Christmas Day because I get to set Grace's up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm excited for my birthday because I get to set mine up. Yeah. Is there any standout albums? Before we go and have our halftime song, is there any standout albums that you've got in the last few weeks that you never got as a kid? And is the standout album that you're glad you've got back?
Well, a couple of days ago, I got the anniversary edition of the White Album, Beatles White Album. Now, yeah. I know I said to you, I've had the Beatles albums. I'm not going to go down the road of trying to get them again. But the White Album's special, isn't it? The White Album.
Yeah.
Especially this anniversary edition.
It was one of the first three albums, Beatles albums. Steve next door told you, the White Album was so long, it had to go on one tape itself.
Yeah.
And then he put Magical Mystery Tour on the other tape and my dad's Let It Be on the other side. So I had three Beatles albums on two tapes. Amazing.
Yeah.
But
so that's
but the White Album special.
Yeah. So the White Album I had to get, like I said, In Excess Kick was probably one of my favourite albums of all time.
Never listened to it. Never will.
Never will. But then also, I've said to you before, back in the day when I was buying vinyl, I'd buy an album based on one song I did. And then you get to hear about all the other tracks. So I've tried to do that as well with new artists. I tried to get you to listen to Dreddy Cinnamon. I know you probably haven't, have you?
No.
The Scottish fella. So he's had a couple of good songs. So I thought, I'll get his two albums. Well, I got his album, but then realised he had an album before that as well. So I got them two albums, listened to them. Every song's a corker.
Yeah.
So now we've both got systems. I can lend you them. You can listen. We can lend each other vinyl.
Give it your back scratched.
I bought Kate Bush, The Whole Story. I like a bit of Kate Bush. I've never had one of her albums.
No. No. I think I would. After Stranger Things.
The Cure Greatest Hits. Double album, I bought that.
I wouldn't be opposed to a bit of The Cure, yeah.
Yeah, but I've got, like I say, I've gone balls deep. I've ordered too much too soon. Because what I've done now, I've got LPs there that I haven't listened to yet. I've gone much too soon. It's like, you know, when you chip your PlayStation.
Yeah.
And you bought like 20 games in one go. And there's games sat there for months and months you never played.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like that now.
Or you try it once.
I'm like that now. I've got LPs there that I've bought and haven't played yet.
Oh.
So that's what I'll recommend to you. Just get one LP at a time and listen to it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not planning on going manic like you. But, right, do you want to join me for a quick little song? And after the break...
Let me just clear my throat and take a lozenge.
Yeah, after the break, we'll crack on with my little story.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Hey!
Right, so I goes into town at the start of December with wifey, and she's like, what do you want for your birthday? And I'm like, I don't want, and I'm 50. I'm like, I don't want nothing for my birthday. And she's like, no, I've got to get you something to open on the day. Come on, Stuart's got a record player. Grace has got a record player. Do you want a record player? And I was like, oh, mate, I can't justify the cost. I can't do this, I can't do that. And she was going, I've got to buy you something. So I went, right, okay. Goes up to Richard Sounds. And I walked in. And they are the most polite men you will ever meet.
Yeah.
So I walked in and I'm looking at them and I nearly ran back out because there's a telly in there for about $8,000 that you want to just stick your head in because it's that crystal clear. It was unbelievable.
They've got a little side room, haven't they, where they're all set up and you can go in and sit down on the sofa and listen to it. The telly's set up with all the speakers, the surround sound and everything and the subwoofer at the set. Oh my God. It's like if you ever win the lottery, you're getting one of them.
I do, yeah, but you'd have to bring somebody then to install it because I can't see the end of things now in a darkened room.
go on.
So I walked in And I'd asked, it was literally, I'd asked you what system you got and all that. And you sent me the advert for the sale at the exact same time that I was looking at the advert for the sale.
Yeah, yeah, because it was on sale. I got mine for $299, and it said if you bought them all, that was as a package, and if you bought them all separately, I think it should have been on $499, something like that. So you're saving about £200.
Yeah, so I literally, I'm looking at it, and I'm going, that's validation enough for me. That's all I need to know. So I'm just getting off my receipt. I'm standing there. And the fella, hello, is there anything that I can help you with? And I'm like, yeah, mate, I really want to get this fucking, this deal that you've got here. And he goes, oh, yeah, this, it's really fucking boss, you know, this one. It's really good. He said, but you can take it up a notch. And he started going on about, and again, this is going to be an ongoing little feature now on the episodes. We'll talk a bit about vinyl and that. But about the weighted needle.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the arms have got a weight at the back now, haven't it?
Yeah. Which I think they must have had in the old days and all that, like when our dads had record players and whatever. But he said, you know, if I could tempt you with this one, I'd say get this one. And I was like, no, mate, I'll be all right with this one. And then Kerry just went, how much would it be if you got that one? And he was like, so I got a system, and my full total cost was £436. And it's the same speakers as you. It's
Wharfdale 9 Diamond.
Yeah, baby. 6 year speaker guarantee. And I can tell you how much they are. £99 a pair, but with Richard Sounds in the deal, you got £37 off. And then I got the Cambridge Audio AXA 25 Lunar Grey, same as you.
The amp, yeah.
Yeah, £249 with £83 off. That's a big saving, that. And I didn't want a CD player, and I still don't. I just want a record player. So I got the Audio Technica LP3X BT Black. That should have been £249, and I got £41 off that. So, I mean, it's weird because again,
was that the Audio Technique? Is that the 120 or the 60? Is it?
I don't know. LP3.
There's like 120 in the code.
Oh no, there's no 120 in it. LP3X BT Black. Basically, it's got a weighted arm on the back.
And he
said, you'll notice the difference. And I was just looking at Kerry like, where the fuck is like?
But see, when you sent me that, when you told me what you got and you sent me the invoice, I was a bit gutted because when I was looking at that, because the CD player and the amp are perfectly parallel. And then the turntable on top is slightly smaller.
Yeah.
So to me, when I look at that, it just doesn't look right. I want it to go straight up, but it goes up, and then the record player doesn't look as though it's big enough to sit on top, or it's not too small to sit on top. So I said to him, can I swap that out for a better turntable? Because I want it to be a bigger turntable. And he goes, no, that's the deal. If that's the deal. I said, no, I'll pay the extra for a better turntable. He said, no, it just comes as a package. So he's told you something completely different.
Well,
so when you told me that, I said to Michelle when I saw her, I said, because Michelle was with me when I bought it, I said, do you remember me saying to that fella, I'll pay the extra for a better turntable? He said, I couldn't. I said, yeah. I said, Craig's got a better turntable. He's let him do it.
What did she say? Get down there.
Bastard. Yeah, so he let you swap out, but he wouldn't let me.
And there's a whole thing with the auto, mine's an auto like yours, and that's what I wanted. I wanted to be able to just put a record on, press play, and if it's the arm to come off, because that's what my dad used to do. and there's a whole thing about that as well, where that can sometimes take away some of the quality and stuff like that. But he put my mind at rest, because I've been watching YouTube videos on it, and there's like, I mean, me and you are novices in this market.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's people out there who like switch out the diamond tips and all that for a better sound, which is something that we can look at, you know, down the road, because yeah, they're not expensive and dead easy to do. But also, it's this, you know, like the snobs, and I don't think they are snobs, but you know what I mean? People, the perfectionists or whatever you want to call it, where they have to pick it up and put it down themselves, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Bit weird. Yeah. I've been watching YouTube video, but I don't want that. I want to be able to just go bang, bang, and it plays. So,
yeah,
I'm the whole, dead. The whole,
we've both said the whole thing about getting vinyl and listening to LPs like we did back in the day is you'd listen to the entire album.
Yeah.
Albums back in the day, the song one through to song six on one side was a little story. They were put in that order for a reason. You're not supposed to go to song three or move it across to song four to start with. You're supposed to listen to it 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, albums now are effectively playlists, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the Beatles argued for days over what way to put their albums together.
Yeah.
For the maximum impact. And so did everyone else back in the day.
I think I'd be too scared to pick it up now, move it across and try and drop it on the vinyl. Now that I've seen, by buying second-hand vinyl, how much the price drops if you've got a little scratch on it or a little jump.
Yeah. Well, I've dipped my toe in and I've gone, I haven't gone like you, I haven't gone mental. I'm not like a vinyl nonce. but what I have done is my very first ever album was Huey Lewis and the News 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was because of the Back to the Future soundtrack. The Power of Love was on that album. So I can remember one of my aunties bought it for me from Macro in Kirby, because it still had the Macro sign on the on the sticker. And I got that second hand off eBay. I haven't played it yet because my record player's not set up yet. So I'm just open. It's not scratched. And then the second album I got was the second album I got, which was George Harrison, Cloud Nine.
Yeah.
And I started, over the years, I've told the story of, I didn't know he was a Beatle, which I didn't. And it was only when I was reading the back, the sleeve, where it says, and thank you to John, Paul and Ringo. And I'm like, John, Paul and Ringo? And I'm joining the dots together. And then I realise he's a Beatle.
Yeah.
And that's when I like start telling Steve, and Steve's over the wall. And he goes, oh, I've got some Beatle albums. And he knew everything about the Beatles. And then my dad just says in passing, oh, I've got Let It Be there. I had them all at one point, but I lent them out and never got them back. So that one album, and that was like what you've just said, because I've got my mindset on you, which is a cover version. You type that in, it's a cover version. I don't know who did it, I can't remember. But, and it just, so I've got that.
Yeah, I've got a similar story. I bought that album based on You've Got My Mind Set On You, but I didn't read the back. I didn't know John Paul and Ringo. I didn't see that. So it was only later on when I got into the Beatles. I went, George Harrison, I've got one of his albums.
Weird. Absolutely weird. And again, like, in the 80s, Paul McCartney was just Paul McCartney. For me, he was famous for Give My Regards to Broad Street.
Of course. No
More Lonely Nights. Pipes of Peace. Play the Pipes of Peace. And the Frog Chorus.
Yeah, I just knew him from Wings. Mull of Kintyre. Mull of Kintyre when I was a little.
Well, I used to play Mull of Kintyre on my dad's record player because it was all automatic, so I was allowed to do it. And I'd literally be eating my cornflakes naked. Well, I just had a vest on with my dick and my cornflakes, basically.
Right, okay.
listening to Mother Can Tire.
Yeah. My dad had the single. Yeah, that's how I used to sing it. Girls' School was the B-side.
Now, there's a McCartney box set that's out now, and it's all as singles.
God.
Yeah.
What's that? 800 quid?
Well, I think it's 180 songs, so it must be like 90 singles, something like that. But there's various things like that I'm just not going to buy.
Because
you've got to get up and put every single on. So that's what Apple Music's for.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm not going to go George Michael on it, like yourself, and start sticking me dick in holes. I'm literally just going to be so very selective. So I've said initially, I want classic albums that I've owned, but I bought a third album, and it's Face Value, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
And I had that on CD. I had all of Phil Collins on CD.
Yeah.
And I got rid of them, obviously. So I don't want any of the other Phil Collins albums. I only wanted that one because none of the others were as good.
Yeah.
They were good. I mean, But Seriously back in the day was amazing. Another Day in Paradise and all that. Wish It Would Rain Down, all that. But fuck my ass, it's preachy when you listen to it now.
Yeah.
You know, social. Yeah. I mean, and I'm all for a bit of social justice and all that, and a bit of socialism and everything. But you've got to fucking, I don't know, he might have done fucking wonders for charity and all that. A bit of Phil Collins. But.
So you bought the new Beatles single. Were you not tempted to get the new albums? Because they were pricey, like 75 quid each, weren't they?
75 quid each. Yeah, I was very tempted, to be honest, but I'm sort of torn between wanting to track down as many original Beatles albums as I can. It's like...
It's not hard. There is a lot out there, but you pay for good quality ones.
I watched a YouTube video the other day, and... the second Beatles album, he said, was like his favorite, and Meet the Beatles, is it? I think it's Meet the Beatles. With the Beatles. Yeah. And there's mono versions of that and the stereo versions of that. And the stereo versions are awful.
Yeah.
Because some of the early Beatle recordings that were converted into stereo, all the voices are in one side and all the music's in the other side.
Play through mono.
Yeah, so I sort of want to just take me time. Them two albums, them two new ones, are a perfect dipping your toe into the Beatles type of situation.
Yeah, I didn't want to go down the road of getting all the Beatles stuff again. I've had them in the past, and I've heard Beatles to death. What I did do, I told you, was I bought the solo stuff. I'm not going to get it all, obviously, because some of it's fucking shocking.
Yeah.
But like some of the George Harrison albums, like I've got the Cloud Nine, I've got some Lennon.
The first two Ringo stuff. Albums are brilliant.
Nah, I'm just not tempted by it at all.
Just to give it this is the beauty you've got. I think, I don't know if you're a Spotify or an Apple, but you can just play them.
Yeah.
Sentimental Journeys is a lovely album. And then whatever it is, I can't remember even what is fucking... That was all cover versions. And then his first original album's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. And he was the strongest Beatle out of the pack when they split up.
Yeah.
He had the biggest hits. Unbelievable.
I've got two or three George Harrison solo stuff. Two or three McCartney. Two or three Wings. So I'm getting a nice little collection.
Yeah. I mean, I've got one 7-inch and I've got three albums. And, you know, my birthday's round the corner. Father Christmas hasn't been yet, although he did. I mean, I might have 30 albums by the time this goes out. I might just go fucking
going through the second hand site as well. I come across a Liverpool singles. You know, you've heard them when you came the other day. Put a couple on for you. There's one there that got excited. I can't remember what it's called. It's a picture disc. And it said
78.
From I didn't have it when you came. It was from Joe. It was sung by Joe Fagan. I was like, oh my God, Joe Fagan singing Liverpool songs. So I got it. It wasn't that much. I think it was about £6. Plays brilliantly. But when I was listening to it, it doesn't sound like Joe Fagan. And when I Googled, it's Joe Fagan, the fella who sung the Alvida saying Pets.
Yeah.
So it's Joe Fagan, the Liverpool manager.
I'd want to buy the Alvida saying Pet theme tune.
That's really all right.
Yeah, fucking boss. So there you go. There's Ego.
Nice. The vinyl.
Do you want
to? What do we call it? The vinyl countdown.
It's the vinyl countdown. Yeah. So, genius.
So next join time. Me? Next time you'll probably have about 25, 30 albums to talk about.
Yeah, not a half. I hope so. Anyway, put your tuxedo on. Come on, let's go and get on the stage.
Oh, I've got to go and sing again.
Yeah.
I don't know whether my throat will cover. Oh, go on then. Go on. Go.
Laugh me a laugh, grin me a grin, and then I know that we can win. Dance me a dance, joke me a joke, and blow the clouds away. You gotta play me a tune, sing me a song, and we can help push life along. Just you and me, come on and see, together we'll be okay. Open the door, open your heart, and then we've got somewhere to start. Just turn around, look what we found, today's a brand new day. You gotta run with me now, and I'll show you how. The world is waiting, take a bow, show them it's you, what you can do, together we two can win. Rock on, Tommy, dance me a tune that the guitar sings. Rock on, Tommy, just get up and spread your wings.
Spread your wings.
Follow me through into the sun, and we can smile at everyone. You gotta join in with me, then we are free. It isn't hard to do. I said that life is a song, so just sing along. And then we know we can't go wrong. Just you and me, come on and see. Together we'll be okay. Together we'll be okay. Together we'll be okay.
That was lovely.